welcome back to the Plumline Podcast, where we measure life against God's truth. We are by now in week two of Advent. I can only
assume... Have you got your decorations up yet?
I shouldn't think so. I anticipate that some of... But Advent candles will be out. Ooh, and I think some Adventy things will be up. And people will be gradually sneaking them into sort of bits of the house. I suspect we will have watched The Grinch and Home Alone by now at least once.
Yes.
Because we all love them. I was going to say the kids love them, but we all love them. At the beginning of the month, we all love them. And by about 20th, Andrew and I have absolutely had enough of The Grinch.
Will you get yours advent calendars? You don't usually do advent calendars, do you?
Well, we have a variety of different ones. So we've got a magnetic one where you put... actually, your kids would probably love it, where you put a different thing on the stablescape every day, like a different character. Nice. I might see if I suggest, oh, should we let the whiffs out? And then I've tried to do different things in different years, but they basically just want a chocolate advent calendar. So I might go and get some from Lucy's shop. They've still got them. They've probably all sold out, haven't they?
Oh no, I bet she'll be able to find you.
So. But yeah, something like that would be good. A nice fair trade real chocolate advent calendar.
Yes.
Yeah, I think we'll probably be starting to feel the Christmas.
You mean
crunch?
You are feeling.
I'll be feeling the Christmas crunch by this.
You are feeling.
I am feeling it
at the moment.
At the moment, so I'm kind of talking into the future. It's messing with my head. Yes, and. Oh, never mind. I can't work out what the nearest weekend will be to this release date. I was going to recommend people come and maybe try and find us at Carols by Candlelight, but I can't work out whether that will have happened or not.
Yeah, I don't know. Oh, that's too much.
And it's too dark to find people at it as well, because it's by candlelight.
Aren't you in the choir?
I am in the choir, yeah.
So look for the ginger one in the choir. And you'll...
That'll be me. Yeah. Great. How's your Advent season going in the future?
In now,
yeah.
You mean? Yes.
Sorry, yeah.
It's fine. We've definitely already got our decorations up.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. So, yeah, we'll be enjoying it. And we might be, I think this coming weekend, we will be taking the kids for their Christmas surprise.
Oh, wow.
Or their Christmas present from Sam's parents.
Okay.
Which
are you at liberty to say what that will be?
Well, I don't think they'll be listening.
No.
So, probably. we're going to Harry Potter World.
No way! Yeah. Oh, that's so exciting.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm really jealous.
We didn't want to do any presents.
We
wanted to take them somewhere.
Do a thing.
So, that's what we're doing.
Exciting.
Yeah. So, that will be this coming weekend.
Do you think they'll be really excited and won't be disappointed that they're not really getting presents?
No, I don't think. I think they'll just love it.
Be
so
delighted.
Much.
Yeah. And this will be what, your second visit?
Yes. It will be.
Amazing.
Yeah.
That's great.
I know, I can't wait. I think they'll be so excited about it.
And they'll
probably
have some extra like Christmassy-ish stuff going on, won't they? Or snow strewn over.
Yeah,
them.
Well, they make it. It's called Christmas at Hogwarts.
You wish you could see Kat's face.
I'm
at
so
this point
excited.
She's like dying of excitement.
I'm pretending it's all for them.
Yeah,
it's just not. It's all for me.
So my challenge now is to not let the cat out of the bag.
Oh, please don't.
No, I won't
to be
tell
fair,
anybody.
Like, if anyone was going to
thanks a lot,
it would be you in a brusque manner, as you were brusque the other day.
Oh, should we not keep a record of that particular wrong?
It was fine because I just thought it was really funny.
I can't even remember why I was being a bit brusque with you.
I know. I was like, what have I done wrong?
I think I was expecting you to read my mind, which was that I'm here with two children on my own. Andrew's gone. What am I supposed to do? Just leave them here and come to the pub with you. Obvious.
Well, I was thinking.
And you couldn't have known any of that.
I didn't even know Andrew wasn't there.
No, I know. How would you have? Because I hadn't communicated it with my words. I forget we're
just
not
just with your tone. Sometimes it might seem like we are. But there are things about you I don't know. Such as your family plans
on
a Sunday afternoon.
You're not kidding. No, nobody knows those. Not even me.
But now I know what you are when you're brusque.
Well, now in future you can just say, brusque. And I'll know that I'm being a bit too much and need to be a bit kinder. Brusque. Yeah. Can you spell brusque?
Brusque.
Yeah, it's not kicking k.
It's a Q, isn't it?
It's French for rude. It's Q-U-E at the end.
Is it actually French for rude?
No, it isn't. Oh. But it looks a bit French. So it probably is a French word.
That was a plumb line fact.
That is a plumb line.
An untrue, made-up fact is a plumb line fact.
I'm tempted to look it up even now. Why don't you start talking a bit about Isaiah and I'll look up the origins of the word brusque.
I'd rather keep talking about how brusque you were with me.
Oh, you're shaming me on the podcast. Some mate you are. Brusque. Abrupt or offhand in speech or manner.
Yeah, which is what you were.
That's what I was, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
And you went a little bit wide-eyed.
Wide-eyed? What does that even mean?
Were you a bit like, no. Wide with your eyes. I was like, whoa.
I don't like conflict.
I was
and then
like,
when I
are
do
you on catering or
come
something?
Near to conflict. Does that bring out the wide-eyed?
That brings out
brusque
the brusque wide-eyed in
me. Everybody. Oh, I don't like being conflicty. And then occasionally I do, and I always overshoot.
But why were you being conflicty with
French.
Me?
French. I like the French.
I just asked you a question.
I was probably feeling irritable for some completely
other
reason.
You were irritable because you couldn't come to the pub?
Possibly. The French, that was a bit brusque. The French translation is lively or fierce, which I prefer to rude. Italian, brusco, for sour.
Right, this is boring now.
Was I being sour? I love all this sort of stuff. Yeah. So interesting.
That's
etymology, I love it.
Nobody else does.
Okay, I will try not to be as lively and fierce with you ever again. But yeah, feel free to call me out, because you can take it. But
you being brusque with me.
But it's not on.
No, it's not on.
Sorry.
I was well offended. I wasn't really. I was more just laughing at you. I was more just laughing at the idea of you being really sort of decisive. And I was like, she's never decisive in that way.
She's so unused to it, she can't even do it nicely. She's gone and been brusque.
Oh, dear.
Well, anyway, of this language lesson. Mighty God.
Mighty God is the next name of Jesus.
The next name of Jesus.
Which is a weird one, because he's not God the Father, but it's a name attributed to God the Son.
Yes.
But called Mighty God. Always a bit of a funny one, I think.
Do you think?
Well, yeah, just, like, sometimes I think when you read it, you can be like, how can you be Mighty God? Yeah, you know. Because it's definitely about Jesus, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not so. Mighty Son of God.
No.
It's Mighty God.
Or Mighty Saviour. Or...
Yeah. Well...
But anyway.
It is... That's what it says. So, that's what we're talking about.
Yeah. All right. We need to be brusque.
The Hebrew for mighty is El Gibor.
This isn't another language lesson.
No, it isn't. It isn't. Yeah. But the same word also uses the word dynamis, which that must be the Greek, like dynamic.
Yeah. Wait, wouldn't have a Greek word in the Old Testament, though.
No. I think it means in other translations. Show off. Oh, I forget that you're really good at all this stuff, and
I'm
amateurish.
Really not. It just shows how bad you are.
You can't show how bad I am. So, Mighty God.
That's what you get for being brusque.
But the same word for mighty in some translations is like power, powerful. And that same word for power is used in the Gospels when it talks about the Son of Man being seated at the right hand of power.
Oh. Okay.
Does that make any sense?
Well, yeah.
I just read it.
But I just...
Oh dear, it's all going a bit wrong.
So you're saying that Mighty God is the same word used as Jesus sitting at the right hand of
The seat of power.
The seat of power.
The right hand of power. Power. Yeah.
But that's about God, the Father.
But it's the word for the hand of power, the yeah. word that's used for power,
yeah.
is the same word that's used for mighty.
Okay.
When it describes him as mighty. So it's that same so it's thing like of a sort mighty of... and powerful.
Right, okay.
So that's what it's communicating.
Brilliant.
All I need is a tiny bit of doubt my way, and I crumble and don't believe I can do anything. Thanks very much. That's fine. So mighty God...
I wasn't doubting you. Don't or lie. Trying to make you crumble. I was just trying to understand what crumble. You were talking about. So why is it good... Why is it good news that Jesus is the mighty God?
Because he'll be so powerful and strong and able and in godly proportions compared with any other king or ruler that is human mm-hmm. and frail and flawed
yeah.
in comparison. So he will be trustworthy, he will be able to defeat enemies and stand up for them and protect them and care for them.
Yeah.
Which would have been music to the ears of the Israelites.
Yeah.
I imagine.
Well, especially as we said in the last episode, at this particular time of that Isaiah was writing in.
Was this during the Babylonian exile?
Have you just read that from your paper?
Well, I have found out that Isaiah was speaking to those who... the book of Isaiah is divided up into three chunks.
Right, okay.
Speaking to people before the The Babylonian exile. Before, during, and after.
Yes, okay.
So that's like a theme and a thread running through the whole thing.
Yeah.
The displaced people
yeah.
in exile up against these enemies who are growing in strength.
Yeah.
And putting them down.
Yeah. And so Isaiah prophesies that a mighty God will come.
Yeah.
Who will.
Yeah. And yeah. at a time when they're probably doubting God. And, you know, where is he? And why is all this happening to us? And yeah. where, you know, what next?
What's happening?
Yeah. What's happening?
Yeah.
So this word El Gibor, this Hebrew word which means mighty.
Is it actually two words?
Yeah,
El
Gibor. I think of El as being like the. Does it mean the in Hebrew? It sounds to me like a definite article, like in Spanish.
Like,
or
yeah.
Le.
El.
El, yeah. L. Exactly.
Yeah.
So apparently that word also gets used of Goliath as like the champion of that David slew their champion, the champion of the Philistines.
Yeah. So as in he was like the mightiest.
Yeah. Kind the of mightiest
person
one that they had.
Yeah. So he was their
Gibor. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
this is what Isaiah is saying that the God incarnate would be.
Yeah. Mighty God.
That he would be the El Gibor.
Yeah.
Of
maybe like
the whole world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which
makes sense that he would be or he would be the mightiest of
yeah.
because people who have come, like kings of Israel, the previous El Gibors
yeah.
of Israel
yeah.
are all defeated and dead.
yeah.
And they're waiting for one who will come and redeem them, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Reign
and
rule.
Be the one. Yeah. And yet at the same time, as being mighty, he's also this Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
And this wonderful counsellor. So peace and wisdom are like the opposite of, or the flip side maybe, of the sort of the brawn and the muscle and the power.
Yeah.
The
best that the Philistines had to offer.
Yeah.
Was
nothing.
Power, compared strength.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I mean, and he was the strongest they had to offer, but David slew him.
Yeah.
And he was weeny, so.
Yeah. But that's because God was so mighty.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, mighty God.
The mighty God.
Yeah.
With all power to reign and rule.
Exactly.
Jesus came incarnate for all. Just a little poem there.
Oh, lovely. Beautiful.
Great. So, what plum pudding have you got? Plum pudding? Is that what we were calling it?
Yeah, plum pudding. Plum nice pudding. And Christmassy. Makes me think of a Christmas
la, la,
carol.
La, la, la.
Oh, yes, la, la, we all want some la. Figgy pudding. I don't really like figs. I'd never put figs in a Christmas pudding.
I don't think I've ever had a Christmas pudding.
Do you not like Christmas pudding?
No, it's rubbish.
And you've never even had it?
Like, literally, who wants loads of fruit for pudding? It's just weird.
Oh, I love Christmas pudding. No, only at Christmas. But it's weird. I love it. A bit of brandy butter or a bit of brandy cream or something on it. Oh, lovely.
Have you ever had Bailey's cream?
Yes.
We had that last year.
Andrew could just eat that out of the tub.
Oh, yeah, I bet he could. That doesn't surprise me.
Nice on a mince pie or in a hot chocolate. Or on anything, really, on a spoon.
On toast.
Yeah. I know, I think that would be a bit grim. That would be a bit weird. No, it is nice. Yes, my plum pudding was a company called Cheerfully Given.
Mm, great company.
They are a delight.
And they're like people that are really happy, aren't they? It's what I think of when I think of them.
They are very cheerful.
You can't work for them unless you're happy.
They are like the Santa's Workshop of Christian artisans. Especially at this time of year, I imagine. It'd be like that beginning bit of Elf. Where they're just cheerfully singing.
Badgering away.
Beavering.
Beavering.
Badgering is or like badger- nagging.
Sorry, that's what I do.
In a brusque manner.
In a
So Cheerfully Given is a bit like... It's a bit like Etsy or Not on the High Street or something. Like, yeah. It's an online marketplace for different...
Like a Christian one,
small
though.
Producers, but they're all Christians.
Okay.
So it's a community of over 130 Christian designers and makers who are... They're not just Christians who make things. They are Christians who make things that are Christian. So okay. They're sort of Christian cards and Bibling journals, journaling Bibles.
Are they the sort of Bible people journals, that put cards like and... Jeremiah 29:11 on a magnet?
Yeah, but in a really quite nice way.
Okay.
It's not naff stuff.
I'm joking.
I know.
I'm just being...
I'm never sure with you when it comes to like Christian stuff. But no, it would. It's not Christian tat. Like it's nice stuff.
Yeah. Okay. What have you bought from there before?
I've recently bought a Jessie Tree kit, which is gorgeous, and it's all the different things that you would hang on your Jessie Tree sort of branches for December are all printed on little circles of wood, and I think in black ink.
Yeah.
So I got it for someone who is quite minimalist-y.
Okay.
So I think we'll love it, but I hope you do, if you're listening. She won't be listening, I don't think. But so it's not twee, and it's not really sort of like Christmassy red, green, gold, shouty colours. You know, it's nice and quite tasteful and quite... what is the word I'm looking for?
I don't know.
It's just quite minimal and quite sort of pared down. Yeah, nice. It's really gorgeous.
So no tinsel then?
No tinsel.
Nothing shiny.
Nothing shiny. Nothing sparkly. It's gorgeous. So
great.
It is
so
made
cheerfully given
by Gospel Centred Parenting.
Oh, them. Yeah.
Gospel Centred Parenting, who are just one of the 130 Christian makers
aren't
on
there.
Who sell their wares through cheerfullygiven.com, and I've seen that they also run conferences
like
and things and
things.
Workshops
yeah.
which do look amazing
yeah
if you're into that kind of thing. So I would
do you
have
think
a
it's
look.
The UK's answer to Meg Dirksen.
Oh, possibly. It's like it's quite a lot bigger than Meg Dirksen, I would say.
Really?
She's a one woman band
with with a craft.
It's more like a Christian. I think it's more like a Christian answer to Etsy, or
okay.
What's that big American one? Dayspring.
I don't know.
Daybreak.
Walnut.
Break. Spring.
I don't know.
It's got day and spring and I can't remember, but it's like a big American one, and they sell loads of like mugs and things. But with like Christian-y fonts, you know, like bad.
It sounds like the sort of thing that Sam just is like, no one needs any of that ever.
Well, I think there is a case to be made for that. What are they called? I think it's something like Dayspring or something like that. But it's, anyway, this is not like that. We're now talking about this other outfit that we don't want to talk about. And we're here to talk about Cheerfully Given.
Which is
so
what
go
we're
to them.
Plumpity.
They've only been going since 2016. But yeah, I think they're great. It isn't just a place to buy more stuff on the internet, they say. It's a community of people who are passionate about reflecting the life of the triune God.
That want you to buy their stuff.
And they want to encourage thoughtful, fair gift buying and a new way of sharing Jesus in our homes.
Okay. So buying their stuff.
By shopping. And honouring the creative gifts of the people who've made them.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, go on to Cheerfully Given and have a look.
Blah, blah, blah.
Have a look-see. Right, what's your offering?
I'm going to offer another, what is it?
You know, fair trade?
Beauty thing.
Beauty product.
Which is weird, because I feel like I'm not really massively into beauty and...
Obviously.
...products. Oh, that's so mean.
I'm joking.
What a brusque thing to say. That's worse than anything I've ever said to you. Ever.
I'm literally teasing you.
Rude.
I just said it for a cheap joke. Let's backtrack. Oh dear, fair's fair. But you can't put that in there. Ed and Rob, listen. Right, start again about your
so
beauty product.
I want to recommend Upcircle.
Okay.
Which is a beauty brand. Well, it's not a beauty brand. They make creams and body lotions.
Unguents.
It's similar to Soap Co, but the reason why it's different is because they use all used coffee grounds as a basis for their products.
Oh, nice.
So, and they haven't got loads, they haven't got a massive range, but what they've got is just really, really great.
So
and
what have you used of theirs?
I've used the face scrub with apricot something or other in.
Grounds.
And
chai soap bar.
I have used the peppermint body scrub.
Oh, I like the sound of organic face serum with coffee. $14.99, that's really good.
Yeah, so it's not actually that expensive. And they've just started selling in...
You Beauty.
Sainsbury's.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And if you've got dry skin, if you have a,
dry skin.
If you've got that kind
eczema.
Of skin. Well, I don't know about eczema. But if you've got dry skin, like I've got really dry skin, it really is.
Oh, good.
Actually really very good.
Good prices.
So, yeah, Upcircle online and in Sainsbury's, but I don't know if they're in every Sainsbury's. You can get 10% off your first order.
Are they a bit ethical?
Yeah, it's all about, like, reuse and, like,
Recycle
yeah. and all that sort of stuff.
Fantastic.
You tick all those boxes.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah.
Love a nice product.
My friend, that was from...
It's a nice little treat, isn't it?
One of our very... faithful listeners bought me this for my birthday.
Aww.
So thanks, Charlotte. Aww. You're the best.
Look at that.
Yeah. It leaves quite a mess in the bath.
On the downside.
Sam's like,
what have you been
doing? You've cleaned your coffee grounds out again. So.
Nice.
That's the end
of that.
That
sounds great.
So, Cheerfully Given.
Upcircle. Mighty God.
Mighty God. Great, we'll see you in Advent Week 3.
Advent Week 3, episode 21?
No, 22.
That will be.
This was 21.
Yes. See you then.
Bye.
Bye.